This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Does anybody want to redo on their Jimmy Butler take? I came in and wanted to redo one, and I have, which is to say I was absolutely wrong with regard to the energetic shift that not was needed. I think we knew something was needed, but I was certainly wrong in terms of how that energy shift could immediately affect the team. I cannot think of too many deadline deals that have led to this much of a different vibe this quickly. Like, sure, you want to come in and contribute. My God, they look like two completely different basketball teams. And yeah, he's a one. So I understand that, but dude, you're not supposed to just be able to do that. It's not turnkey normally.
Well, think about the other big-time players that made moves to other teams. Luka Doncic, he has been kind of slow to build. He played great yesterday, and I think that his impact is going to be more of a long-term one. De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio, unfair because his running mate got a blood clot, and he's now out for the year. So San Antonio's, their prospects got really hit by that. Zach LaVine in Sacramento has been exactly what you thought Zach LaVine in Sacramento would be. Anthony Davis played about 7 minutes and hasn't played since. And Jimmy Butler has come here and they've gone 5-1. And yep. Not only have they gone 5-1, but the eye test, the ear test, the vibe checks, everything about it has been an unmitigated success, like blowing away every other player move or acquisition that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. And I can't wait to hear from the horse's mouth, Steve Kerr, at 5 o'clock with a little bit more in terms of what it is that has changed this or why it is so quick and easy, seemingly. I'm sure it's not. You know, you can go through these six games. It's funny, you sit here on a day like today and you're like, man, Jimmy Butler showed up and they just don't have bad basketball in them anymore. Well, hold on. You know, there was the first half in Chicago. There was the third quarter into the fourth quarter in Houston. There was obviously the game in Dallas. So part of it is that these two most recent games, they come over the weekend. They are quality opponents, not great teams, but quality opponents. And I mean the Warriors just, dude, you put your feet up by the time we got to the second quarter in both of these games.
Hammer time.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm talking about. You can take your clutch games and throw them out the window. Stop playing such close games every time.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. That was nice to have a couple Ottoman games.
1-1 in clutch games since Jimmy's come. The Houston game became a clutch game because you kind of backed your way into that. Houston rallied and made it close inside that five-minute mark. And the Dallas game, of course, was a clutch game. But beyond that, Mark, like these blowouts, yesterday's a great example of what a blowout can do for you because Steph Curry didn't have to play in the third quarter. And you've got an older team, and if you can make it so your fourth quarter does not involve Steph Curry, Jimmy and Draymond played 5 minutes apiece of mostly light duty, and then you turned it over to Yuri, Pat, Kevin, and the kids. Yuri, Pat, Kevin, Quentin, and Gee. Why don't you guys go in here and mop up for us? And additionally, if you get into the sixth seed and you have a couple of games that you can play with because you're going to be locked in the six, well, now we have a spot where you can rest these older guys and their older legs, and you don't have to worry about the play-in. And I'm looking at the dates. The first round begins on April 19th, and their last game is April 13th. So you might have 6 days anyway, but if you can clinch the six on April 9th, now you can get these guys 10 days. You know what I'm saying, though, Mark?
I know what you're saying.
You can start getting greedy.
Well, right, but I like clinching the six seed as you sit in the
nine
or in the eight or whatever. Whatever it is in this moment. Is it eight or
nine
in this moment?
You're the nine.
You're still the nine?
Yep. You're a half game back in Dallas and Minnesota.
And a half game back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And only
we're scoreboard watching.
Yeah. The Clippers are playing right now in Detroit. And they are up by four, Dibs.
Yep.
They are off to a hot start. There is no
scoreboard watch.
Stopping Ivica Zubac right now is really putting it on them. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Matt in Oakland is next up. Hi, Matt. What you doing?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
Oh, we're good.
Okay. I was wrong. I thought this would be a disaster. I didn't want Butler. And I want to calm down because, of course, we all suffer from presentism. But I'm kind of thinking, even though it's early, is there somebody out there that could have done better? I don't think they ever had a shot at Luka, but I mean, I'm just running through the possibilities. And I mean, KD would have cost a lot more.
Yep.
Fox didn't fit. Ingram, cares. I mean, this is kind of perfect, and it's kind of blowing my mind. I mean, can you guys think of a better player that they could have gotten who does exactly what they need and don't have? I mean, it's kind of blowing me away. I just want to hear what you guys think.
Yeah.
Who would be better?
Matt, thanks. I think here's how I'll answer it. I think it's an unfair premise moment to have this conversation. No one's going to sound better because we've seen Jimmy and they're 5-1 and we haven't seen anyone else. So I have no idea how to answer that. However, I will answer it in something that you sort of touched on a little bit there. Things really broke the Warriors' way in that they were able to find someone to seemingly come in and have a massive effect without really giving anything up. I mean, if we go back a year ago, they were trying to give Andrew Wiggins away. I'm not going to say that a first-round draft pick is nothing. They gave up a first-round draft pick. But as long as he plays well, that first-round draft pick becomes something you're fully willing to part with because now it's up in the neighborhood of 20 as opposed to, the six
11
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So from the perspective of what they had to give up, if they were going to get Durant or if you were going to get even into a Luka conversation or if you want to go backwards, which is even more relevant, and talk about Paul George and Lauri Markkanen, what those deals would have cost you to get this kind of an effect for what they gave up, I would say no. No, there is absolutely no one better that you could have gotten.
And think about if it was Kevin Durant that you were able to get. And, you know, according to the article today in The Athletic from Marcus Thompson and Sam Amick, the two parties had a deal put together in place that eventually broke apart.
Yes.
Because the Warriors got cold feet when they heard that Kevin Durant was more than reluctant about rejoining the team. So if you want to just close your eyes and pretend what that deal would have involved, I believe Draymond Green was going to be a part of that deal. In order to find $50 million worth of salary to get Kevin Durant, I think you're talking about Wiggins and Draymond and maybe a throw-in player and a couple of picks.
I think Kuminga is in the deal.
Right.
I think Jonathan Kuminga's in that deal, and I think at least two, probably three first-round draft picks are in that deal.
And I don't know if we have a real definitive idea of what that package would have been for KD, but I do know that it's going to be bigger than what you ended up having to spend to get Jimmy Butler.
For sure.
I would imagine that, yeah, Kuminga was involved, and at least another pick would be involved. And so, to the caller's point, is there a player out there that could have been this for the Warriors. I think Kevin Durant could have been in a different way, and maybe you could have done it without getting rid of Draymond Green. Maybe it would have been, you know, Wiggins and Kuminga and a couple of filler players like Schroeder and Slow-Mo. Apologies to them for calling them filler, and a couple of picks, but I think that it would have taken more assets, and how much better would KD be for this team than what we've seen from Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, our mindset has changed. Our mindset at the time was bucket getter. And it's why Zach LaVine, for instance, was on people's minds.
Yeah, boy.
I do want to say this real quick after watching him play on Friday night. I know everybody had the same sort of like reflex, like nausea reflex. Watching Zach LaVine play for the Sacramento Kings didn't look too good. This is, I know nothing on this. This is not a report. I never thought that the Warriors were in on Zach LaVine.
Mine didn't either.
I didn't buy it then. I don't buy it now. Like Zach LaVine, the only way someone was going to take Zach LaVine if they were up a creek and not smart. And I give you the Sacramento Kings. Like, you ended up in a spot where for some reason you felt like De'Aaron Fox could force his way off your team. I don't get it. I don't understand what the hell happened in Sacramento, but you were stuck. Salaries needed to match. You felt like you got to get him off your team. You're giving up a lot of points. Okay, fine. We'll take Zach. But that's a terrible contract. It always was. The Bulls were dying to get off of it, and they finally did. And I never thought that that was going to be the Warriors' move. That was not going to make them a better basketball team. But anyway, back to the point. I think our mindset has changed because what we were dealing with was, man, we get to the fourth quarter and the non-Steph minutes and we can't find a bucket getter. Well, Jimmy is one of the people who fills that role, but now look at all the other stuff that you sort of feel like he's doing. There's the defensive side. There's the presence. There's the specific fit with what he does down low and in the paint and the just the absolute hatred he has for turnovers and that dog in him. As Draymond put it, another a-hole on the team. Like, nobody else really fits that description who was available. So, yeah, maybe they stumbled and fell into the absolute perfect acquisition.
Yeah, a guy who can defend and somebody who, like you said, abhors, hates turning the ball over, and somebody who makes everybody else better, and he gets to the foul line. So the weaknesses of this team, defense has been a problem, and getting to the foul line has been a problem. Those are two things he's very good at. And also the spacing. And I can't help but think about what he's done for Steph, because I'm looking at Steph play now in the last six games, and he's not having to exert as much every trip down the floor, because you can't just double team him all the time when Jimmy's out there. Because now that double team, okay, Steph drops it down to Draymond or Jimmy Butler, and now you're playing 4-on-3 with a couple of very good ball handlers and high IQ guys, and it's too easy for them to win a 4-on-3 when you double-team Steph. You just can't do that anymore.
So here's the other thing I was going to say to you, though, when I was listening. The reason I was chuckling when you were talking about clinching the sixth seed,
yeah.
Like, I mean, oh, man, you're probably right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right. As it sits here today, you're probably right. But it just does not feel right to be talking about clinching the sixth seed when I'm not even kidding you. We left here on Friday with like, ugh, the sixth seed? Ooh, that feels a little out there. They win two basketball games, and now all of a sudden it feels inevitable. And I just know
they're the favorites, Mark.
Well, he's probably right. Anthony Slater just said that a short time ago. And in this moment, it feels like that. But, man, that can turn fast. It turned in their favor fast. It can turn in the opposite direction fast. So I don't want to get those wheels spinning that fast where all of a sudden we've decided, well, I mean, hell, why stop there? How about five seed? Come on. The Warriors are never going to lose again. Like, that's all. I'm just saying that the Jets are going, yep. And that's great. But I don't know. Find the brake pedal. Just a little bit. Well, I'm as excited as anybody.
We don't need to pump the brakes.
I mean, you're talking about clinching it. Not getting to it, but clinching it with extra time. It's like, whoa.
I'm talking about getting to it. And, you know, Anthony Slater, who joined us, talked about, you know, in a week and a half, you might be there if things continue to break your way. With the schedule you have and with what the competition is doing, you might be able to get there. And when you get there, if you keep playing well, you can hold it. All I'm saying is you might get to a spot in the end of the year. And I looked at the schedule a little bit ago. You end it with at Phoenix, and they might be in nobody wants to play mode.
Oh, they're already there.
Okay. Well, this is April 8th. So
yeah, they cannot beat anybody.
Okay.
Are you seeing who they're losing to right now, by the way?
Your last four are at Phoenix, home to Wembley-less Spurs, at Portland, and then you've got the Clippers. So you might get to the last couple of games, and you might have a little cushion. And I know you've got L.A. and Denver and Houston before that, so that's the tough part of your remaining schedule. But you might be in a spot where you have the six, and you can just, you know, get six and chill.
The Phoenix Suns have lost 9 of 12 with multiple losses to the Portland Blazers, a loss in San Antonio, and then just yesterday, a double-digit 18-point loss to the Toronto Raptors. The Suns are done. And quite frankly, I want to say this real quick, and then we'll keep going with the Warrior calls. If anybody wants to redo their Jimmy Butler take, here we are, 888-957-9570, and there's probably going to be a Jimmy Butler jersey given away here in the next 6 minutes, I would bet.
Look at you.
Just my bet. Anyway, we've spent so much time listening to the Dallas Mavericks front office get ripped. Can we maybe spend a moment to, like, think about whether the worst front office over the last 2 weeks was not the Mavericks, it was actually the Suns? What's a bigger crime? Trading your prime level superstar, and that may well be the answer, but trading your prime level superstar in the middle of the night, or heading into your locker room, telling all of your good players you're going to trade them, then not, and sitting there and letting them stare at each other awkwardly for the remainder of the year. I can't figure out which one's crazier.
Oh, it's not even close. The latter is crazier because Dallas, and we can debate this you know, till we're blue in the face, but you could make an argument that Dallas didn't get fleeced in that trade. Now, it doesn't look good because Anthony Davis is hurt again. I'm going to show you my surprise face because that's what my 2.5-year-old, we do after bath time. We do faces in the mirror, and one of them is, we do surprise face. Ooh. So that's my surprise face. Okay. Of course, he's hurt again, but we don't yet know what Luka is going to be. And I look at the trade, and I don't think that it's as bad for Dallas as everyone immediately thought.
Well, but I feel like you're talking about in the moment and this year. I think the biggest crime of the Luka thing was, A, why didn't you get more in return, and B,
that's fair.
And B, aren't you looking at the big picture? The big picture. Not this season. The fact that you took somebody who's in their 20s and is seemingly always in the top five in the MVP and is like the heart and soul of what your fan base cares about, and instead of having him for the next 10 years of his life, you're just like, meh. Like, that's what I don't get. It's not just about this year.
Fair.
It's about future years.
But we don't really yet know what Luka's going to be in the future.
And that's true.
I do think that you have to give a modicum of room for Dallas, thinking that they might know something that all of us don't.
Maybe.
And it's yet to be seen. And
for sure.
You know, you can just look at Luka's physique, and he's not absolutely sculpted. Now he's playing with LeBron James, and so perhaps he's going to get motivated by a 40-year-old who is absolutely chiseled. But to your first question, what's worse? What's worse is what Phoenix did. And you and I had this ferocious debate last year where you were saying, they can't have these three guys.
They can't.
They can't do it. And I said, Mark, they're allowed to. And you and I did a whole thing back and forth. And I said, you know, they can and they might. And you know what? It can work. They're all three of them are really good players. And Mark, if they keep them, I mean, look at a couple of years ago, they went on a run and this and that. And, you know, I was right that they could keep them, but you were right that they absolutely shouldn't have. And you also shouldn't go around the room and say, one of you three is going to be gone. Who's it going to be? Can't trade you. Don't want to trade you. Hey, hey, KD, probably going to be you. Pack your stuff. And then you come back the next morning. It's, all right, guys, hands in the middle. Suns on three. And they're like,
in the end, Mike Dunleavy absolutely schooled the Phoenix Suns. I don't think he meant to. He meant to do a deal with them. He meant to acquire Kevin Durant. And in theory, that was agreed to. Here's the problem. Nobody checked with Kevin. And then they checked with Kevin, and Kevin said, I don't want to come. And the Suns are like, well, we really don't care what you want. And the Warriors are like, we do. We're out.
Yep.
And Jimmy Butler, who had been ticketed for Phoenix all along, and reportedly wouldn't sign an extension with the Warriors, all of a sudden Dunleavy was able to pivot, go directly to Miami, and still have a deal. And it left the Suns with their pants down. And look at them now. Their pants are down. They haven't pulled them back up yet. I don't think they're going to either for the rest of the year. They have three of the biggest six or seven contracts in the whole NBA, and they can't win a game. It's wild. That has not been discussed enough. It's not, like, whatever y'all thought about the Dallas thing, I get it. I had some thoughts too. Okay, time to move on and take a look at what the Phoenix Suns front office did. I can't think of anybody who was more irresponsible than them.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.